Skye said. When Largo hurt you, he hurt you indiscriminately because he was scared. I'm not scared. I hurt you because I want you to know exactly what I'm capable of. A couple of helper grubs were thrashing their way ashore, only meters from where Skye and Norquinko were standing. No, Skye said. Don't come any closer or I'll shoot another one. And don't try any funny tricks with gravity or I'll make the harbor maker go off. The grubs halted, their fronds waving hysterically. The yellow light, the light that bathed the whole chamber, died for a second. Skye was not expecting darkness. For an instant, the terror of it was total. He had forgotten that the grubs controlled the light. In darkness, they could do almost anything. He imagined them emerging from the Red Lake, dragging him into it by his heels. He imagined being eaten by them the way Largo had been. There might come a point where he could no longer tell the harbor makers to go off, could no longer erase his own agony. Perhaps he should do it now. But the yellow light returned.
I did as you asked, Travelling fearlessly said. It was hard. It took all our power to push the skein out to that distance.
Did it work?
There are two more out there, smaller void warrens.
The shuttles. Yes, but they won't be here for a little while. Then you can do the same trick again. He called Gomez. What happened?
The probes just blew up, Skye, like they'd hit something.
Nuclear?
No, they weren't carrying harbor makers.
Good. Stay where you are. Skye, what the hell is going on inside there? You don't want to know, Gomez. You really don't want to know. He had to strain to pick out the next question. Did you find... what was his name? Largo. Oh, yes. We found Largo. Didn't we, Largo? Now Norquinko was speaking.
Skye, listen. We should go now. We don't have to kill the other people. We don't want to start a war between the ships.
He raised his voice, his helmet speaker booming out across the Red Lake.
You can protect us in other ways, can't you? You could move us, move this whole ship, this whole void warren, to safety, out of the range of the shuttles?
No, Skye said. I want those shuttles destroyed. If they want a war between the ships, they'll get one. We'll see how long they last.
For God's sake, Skye.
Norquinko reached out to him, as if to grasp him. Skye stepped away and lost his footing on the chamber's hard and slick surface. Suddenly he was toppling over, falling backwards into the red brine. He landed on his backpack, half submerged in the shallows. The red liquid sloshed across his faceplate with strange eagerness, as if seeking a way into his suit. Out of the corner of his eye he saw two helper grubs undulating towards him. Skye thrashed, but he could not get a grip on any surface to lift himself out, let alone stand up.
Norquinko, get me out!
Norquinko moved cautiously to the edge of the Red Lake.
Maybe I should leave you there, Skye. Maybe that would be the best thing for all of us. Get me out, you bastard! I didn't come here to do any evil, Skye. I came here to help the Santiago, and maybe the rest of the flotilla. I have the harbor maker, but I don't think you have the courage to let it off.
The grubs had reached him now. Two, and then a third he had not seen approaching. They were poking and prodding him with differently shaped clusters of appendages, exploring his suit. He thrashed, but the red fluid seemed to be thickening, conspiring to hold him prisoner.
Get me out, Norquinko! That's your last warning!
Norquinko still stood over him, but he had not come any closer to the edge.
You're sick, Skye. I've always suspected it, but I never saw it until now. I really don't know what you're capable of.